right, take yourself out
right,
of the game.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think that the league and the NFL, PA, has done a great job of pretty much putting it out there what you can and cannot take. And if you're not sure about it, obviously you need to go through the proper protocol. But at the end of the day, you are responsible for what you put in your body. I don't know all the details of said's situation, but, you know, they're very strict on that. And it's, you know, pretty much three-strike policy on your first defense. They're not giving any guys any slack, and it's happening throughout the league. So, you know, guys just need to be very careful because you don't want to cost yourself, your team, you know, your family because, you know, you lose money as well, you know. So it's definitely a bad situation, a hard situation to see, especially a guy you respect in the locker room.
You said bounces are going your way. It's also December.
Yeah.
And it's not just about playing for next season. It's
right.
about playing for now. How does that right. feel for you even personally?
It's great. You know, I've been in the league for 8 years now, only been in the playoffs once, and to finally be playing some meaningful games and having a shot of reaching that goal in December is a great feeling. You don't feel like, you know, you're just trying to prove yourself to the next regime or just trying to get through the season. You know, you actually have something to play for, which is great for a change. The fans are really excited. And it's just a great morale in the locker room and in the community right now, and it's great to be a part of it.
Can you talk about the Ravens offense and specifically talk about Joe Flacco first and then maybe Ray Rice?
Well, Joe Flacco is a big, strong quarterback. He's standing in the pocket. You know, if he's back there and we allow him time, he's going to hit all his targets. He has some great weapons on the outside. But obviously that offense goes with Ray Rice. The more touches he gets, the better that offense runs. You know, he's probably one of the hardest backs, you know, next to Adrian Peterson to bring down. You know, very stout, stocky, low-to-the-ground type of dude and runs, catches the ball well. You know, I can't say enough about the guy. He's an all-pro type caliber player, and we're going to have to really get after him and corral him if we want to even have a chance of stopping him.